your lady. Oh, my letter freak. She's a very freaky girl.
My friends don't call it right.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Artist, or you know about art, please call the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. We're going to be talking to Benji in just one second here for Freak Show Friday. And he is an artist, and he's going to explain what kind of makes him freaky. If you want to be on Freak Show Friday, kind of like Benji's about to, email the Joe and Alex Show. That's one way, at joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or you can do it on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. With no further delay, let's say good morning to Benji. You are on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. So why are we talking to you today? What's going on?
Well, I heard you say I'm a painter, and I am a painter. And my friend Mike, who listens to you guys all the time, said I should call in because he says what I do is freaky, but I think it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been a painter for my whole life. I'm 33 now, and when I was a kid, I used to paint vegetables. It was my thing. I used to really be into painting that. And my mom really liked what I did, and she was always a big encourager of mine. And then we were up at my uncle's lake house at one point, and I saw my mom in a swimsuit, and I had my easel out, and I was just starting to paint her, and I must have been about 9 at this time. And she really liked the way I would paint her. And eventually we started doing some kind of more boudoir photos, which is what we call it.
Sure.
And she started taking off her clothes for me.
Natural.
And we've been doing this for my whole life, and it's been really great for me. It's really helped me with my painting. I used to see, you know, my mom's body when I was a kid, and obviously I'm 30 now, and she has progressed. She's aged a little bit, and I just think it's so beautiful. I think it's such a natural thing.
Wait,
I get a lot
of flack from this. Are you doing updated profiles and photos or paintings of your mom?
Yeah, we just did one last month.
See, now when I think of painting, Benji, I think of this.
And you just paint a bigger tree right over the top. We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents. And you have a brand new, beautiful tree. That easy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking of painting your mom.
That first, my first painting, because, you know, we were at the lake house, was essentially one of those paintings, like Bob Ross's paintings, but with my mom in it.
Okay, so your mom just didn't think it was weird, her growing son painting her nude at all?
None of us think it's weird. I mean, like, you know, if you think about it, really, the first time my mom and I met, we were both essentially nude.
You mean the day you were born?
Yeah, the day I was born. And so, you know, we've never felt nudity was never a problem in my family.
Okay.
I mean, some people are comfortable with nudity. Like, I remember guys growing up, there was one guy that I knew, and his family would swim together in their pool naked. Like, their whole family, they were
wow.
really comfortable. My mom wouldn't let me go over there to swim, which makes sense now as an adult. But I don't know. You don't think it's a little weird or freaky or strange to paint your mom, I guess? I'm not saying nudity, but...
Not at all. Not at all. Well, and the thing is, I'm a painter. I usually work with, like, acrylics and whatnot, but as my mom has aged, as the female body gets more mature, there's a lot more... You can do a lot more work with, like, shading and stuff. So these days, I've been doing a lot of, like, charcoal pencils, and there's more things. It's a more interesting canvas now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Is that what your mom said to you, Benji?
We don't have any jewelry that size.
There's no heart of the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, plus I like nude models. No.
Okay. Wow, this is so interesting. I would love to hear from our listeners who know anything about art. Is what he's describing strange to you? Are you like, you know, it's different, but it really isn't that freaky? Because to me, my initial reaction is absolute freak. But Joe,
are we perverting it then?
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I want to know from our art community that listens, 833-JOE-ALEX, is Benji weird or is this just like an artsy thing that Joe and I don't understand?
Are you painting nude?
No, I've got clothes on.
Okay, then I don't think it's that weird. If you were painting in the buff and your mom was there covering her whatever boudoir style, I don't know.
I've tried painting other things, and I'm not interested. My favorite thing is the female form, and my mom has always been my biggest supporter, and she's lovely. So, yeah.
There we go. Okay, Benji, let's see. We got full phone lines this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX that would like to talk to you. So that's what we're going to do. Let's start off with Jasmine. Jasmine, do you think this is kind of freaky what Benji's doing?
I absolutely don't think it's super freaky. I think we're making it something it's not supposed to be. I don't think he's like, hey, mom, will you please take off your clothes so I can see you naked? It's like they're doing an art thing.
So is this totally normal then? I mean, what do you, I don't understand.
I mean, it's just, you know, like, that's just what worked for them. Like,
would you feel comfortable being around your mom naked?
I do it.
What do you know, what do you do?
Well, like, even to this day, I'm 23, my mom's 40, and, you know, like, we have, like, one bathroom at home when I go visit them. And sometimes we're, like, carrying up, and if I need to, I'll still hop in the shower with my mom.
Wait, you're 23 and you still shower with your mom?
Sometimes, yeah, like, when we need to hurry up. I mean, she's always showed us, like, hey, you know, yeah, I have what you have. It's just in bigger proportions or, you know, a little saggier. But...
my God, that was so weird. My dad's like, son, get in the shower. One day it's going to look like this.
I have what you have, but bigger.
There we go.
Thank you, Jasmine. You guys always come out of the woodwork, and I always feel like I'm never going to be shocked with stuff I hear on this show, and then it happens.
Then Jasmine calls in, and we love her for it. AJ, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You also got Benji here. What'd you want to say?
I would like to know where these masterpieces are being created at. I mean, I've been talking to them. Bedroom, kitchen counter.
Benji, where are these
back of the truck?
Where are these artworks? Where are they being done at?
A lot of the times it's my dad's idea, the paintings that I do. Like my dad loves my mom, obviously, and like he will ask for a certain scenario because my dad really loves my mom just like living life. So just hopping out of the shower, I've done one of those. Or like I've done a painting where she was sunning on the back deck, or I've done more like action stuff where she's like gardening.
Oh, yeah. When I think of action, I think of gardening.
Gardening naked?
Okay. She's 68, so it's an action shot pretty much at least. But it's my dad's idea.
Wow.
You know, he's always been in love with her.
Well, let's hope like Google Maps isn't getting a picture of this or whatever.
Like that's the problem.
Wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. That's what I like to find when I pull up to Sunset Avenue. Ben, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you also agree, which is amazing to me. This is not that weird. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's weird at all. I don't consider myself an artist, but I am artistic. Yeah, it's just a thing where the human body is just so beautiful, and he gets to kind of experience that with his mother, who's kind of teaching him, I'm assuming, to paint, to draw, to go about his artistic ability, and she's full support of it.
Maybe this is a thing with guys that their names start with, like, Ben. We've got Ben here, and then Benji.
Well, yeah, is this a Ben thing?
I mean, it could be, I guess, but, I mean, I grew up very conservative republic, and it's just along the way where we're in a culture where everyone just over-sexualizes everything.
So what you're saying is Republicans are who churn out the freaks.
Well, I mean, I could go into that a lot if I wanted to, but I don't think we have enough airtime for that.
All right, Ben. Well, I appreciate that.
For the record, I do agree with that.
Okay. Well, that is wonderful to know. We got some interesting tweets here, too, Benji. Azel says, "How does he paint other females naked or just mom? Are there other women, or is it you just stick to the best picture possible, and that's your mom?"
I can't get anybody to do it but my mom. I have to usually pay for it if I want to try to get somebody else. But my mom's always free, and I'm an artist, so I can't afford anything else.
That's true. You're probably a struggling broke artist. And Katie J brings up a good point on our Joan Alex show Twitter. She says, "Let Benji be a girl and be drawing the dad. Everybody be losing their mind."
Ooh.
I think that's a good point.
Oh, is it a gender thing? Are we feeling differently and more accepting because he's a male?
And the female body is so delicate and beautiful.
My little sister never got into it. She never wanted to have any part of this.
Did you imagine.
Yeah. Did you ever want to draw your dad?
Nope. No interest.
He said female body.
All right.
Dudes are ugly.
Yeah. I agree. Nobody wants to draw.
Benji, you're my favorite Freak Show Friday we've had in a long time. I think you're freaky, but a lot of our listeners don't. So this is
a
really interesting
100%
one.
Support.
You really have almost.
You
yeah.
Do. Well,
would
hey.
You come draw Alex?
Well, you can describe me Alex.
She's so beautiful, and her hair's in a bun. And
is she 60 plus?
Nope.
Then no thanks.
I'm sorry, Alex. It's not going to be happening for you.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Rejected again.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.